Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we are going to talk about the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, once again, and go through the latest developments in what seems to be a never-ending string of developments concerning her. So we will talk about a position that she was reportedly interested in, and a little bit more about her book and where all of this has led her. Okay, so the reporting says that Noem wanted to be boss over at the NRA, the National Rifle Association, and that she kind of pitched herself last fall and indicated she would be willing to step down as governor to take that position. That is obviously something that is probably going to resonate with voters in South Dakota on top of everything else. It is worth noting that her spokesperson has unequivocally denied that she was looking into this and was going to step down. Basically, none of it's true. So there's that. In more developments concerning her book, it went on sale on Amazon, which means the reviews were open. They were scathing, for a lack of a better word. There was one that caught my eye that said, "My cat loved this." And he says that Cricket had it coming. That was pretty representative of the overall tone. Let's just say it did not have a bunch of stars. It did not have a high rating. So much so that from my understanding, Amazon actually turned off the reviews on the book. Now, all of this has led to a situation that has even turned Trump away. According to the rumors coming out of Trump world, she is no longer on his short list for vice president. That he's basically decided that she is too much of a liability. So there is that development. That is one more name off the list of people that Trump is reportedly considering to be his vice president. So I would imagine this is the end of the story, but there may be more to come. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.